Some people like to go shopping. Some like to play basketball at the park. None of us like to walk home from the park and discover that due to a tactical error, a hostile country has just bombed your town and its infrastructure, displacing you and your family indefinitely without relief or aid. Or maybe you decided to stay home that day, and you become one of the thousands of civilians directly killed by United States drone strikes in the past 20 years. Azmat Khan, a reporter on the ground, says that often confirmation bias would play into whatever target the military was looking at. They would choose a target first, and then misidentify or mischaracterize whoever or whatever was there, because it was now already a designated target. Khan says, quote, "What I found in many of these documents were overwhelming patterns of failures in intelligence, over and over, whether that was conflating a civilian with a combatant. Probably the biggest was just failing to detect the presence of civilians in the first place before carrying out a strike." End quote. After failing to identify children or civilians living in structures the military might decide was a chemical weapons plant, and then firing a missile at a civilian house with a family living inside, there were never repercussions for doing their job wrong and killing a family of civilians. Not almost never, but never. Khan reports on the 1,300 files she has from the Pentagon regarding misidentified targets and accidental killings. Quote, "Another major finding in the examination of these documents was that there were no findings, or at least not in the records I have, any findings of wrongdoing or disciplinary action." End quote. Not once, in the 1,300 files Khan received through the Freedom of Information Act, does the military acknowledge that blowing up children or other innocent civilians was wrong, or that some corrective actions may be necessary. There is one military rule for designating targets: reasonable certainty. Like when the U.S. military was reasonably certain about bombing the Doctors Without Borders clinic in Kunduz, Afghanistan, or the final drone strike of the Afghanistan invasion before U.S. troops withdrew, when the military, with reasonable certainty, targeted someone bringing home water and blew him up, as well as his family and 7 children. During events of popular publicity, the military might offer their condolences, but the problem is the pattern of irresponsibility that leads to anywhere up to 3/4 of all wartime deaths being innocent civilians and children identified as military targets in the first place. Before the Kabul missile was fired, the driver of the sedan was unidentified and loaded water bottles into their vehicle that military intelligence thought, quote, "could be explosives," end quote. In explaining how such a strike that killed 7 children and 3 civilians could have happened, General Milley affirmed that, quote, "the commanders on the ground had appropriate authority and had reasonable certainty that the target was valid. But after deeper post-strike analysis, our conclusion is that innocent civilians were killed," end quote. In 2010, a group of 50 scholars, physicians, legal experts, and human rights practitioners began researching exactly how many civilian lives have been lost since the U.S. began military operations in Iraq and Afghanistan, directly and indirectly causing deaths in many other countries. In just 20 years, the human cost has been devastating, with almost 1 million people dead from direct war violence, 134 people every day so far. 42% of those deaths are civilians. Those numbers refer only to deaths from direct war violence. Many more have died due to indirect causes of war, such as nowhere to live, no land to grow food on, no water, no infrastructure by which the 39 million civilians from Afghanistan, Pakistan, Iraq, Syria, Libya, Yemen, Somalia, and the Philippines, who have been left destitute and displaced because of the ongoing fighting as a result of the U.S. campaigns in the Middle East, can find a way to survive. Since 2001, the financial cost of Iraq and Afghanistan combat operations are at around $4 billion, and another $4 billion have been spent in Syria, Yemen, and surrounding areas. With active U.S. combat operations in 10 countries in 2021 and indirect U.S. combat operations in 85 countries, civilian deaths due to the direct military initiative of the United States will continue to rise indefinitely. Some of the fighting in those 10 countries may be justified. But as we can see from the 1,300 misidentification files Azmat Khan has access to, by the U.S. military's own admission, many of the wartime deaths are not justified. Pakistan has gone through at least 430 drone strikes since 2008 by the United States, about one missile explosion somewhere in the country every 11 days. And shopkeeper Nazir Ghul says, quote, "The drones are like the angels of death. Only they know when and where they will strike." End quote. President Obama said that civilian deaths from drone strikes haunt him, and, quote, "There must be near certainty that no civilians will be killed or injured," end quote. In just two of the 430 U.S. drone attacks on Pakistan, 19 civilians were killed. In one city, Miram Shah, Pakistan, U.S. drones have destroyed a bakery, a girls' school, and a currency exchange market. In July 2012, 18 civilians were killed near the Afghanistan border. Mamana Bibi, a 68-year-old woman picking vegetables with her grandchildren in an empty field, was killed by a U.S. missile in October 2012. One of Bibi's grandchildren survived, Nabila, who says, quote, "The explosion was very close to us. I saw her shoes. We found her mutilated body a short time afterwards. It was in pieces. We collected as many different parts from the field and wrapped them in a cloth. Now when they fly overhead, I wonder, will I be next?" End quote. Unfortunately, anyone might be next. Drone strikes on civilians are exceedingly common. U.S. government numbers put civilian death rates by drone strike at 2-4%. While independent organizations, using local and international sources, put the civilian death rate of U.S. drone strikes since 2009 between 3-15%. Civilian casualties are as old as war. In the Korean War, there were over 2 million civilian deaths, over 600,000 bystanders killed for every year of the war. In just civilian deaths, 10% of the population of Korea was killed in 3 years. In Vietnam, 4 million civilians were killed, three times as many civilians as soldiers were killed. Those civilians again made up over 10% of the Vietnamese 38 million strong population. And even though the United States hasn't declared a war since 1942, its modern belligerent combat operations in Afghanistan, Iraq, Pakistan, Syria, Yemen, Libya, Somalia, Turkey, Azerbaijan, and many, many more countries, hundreds of thousands of civilians have been killed and are still being killed. There are plenty of arguments for a country's defense. There are far fewer arguments for shooting a missile at an old woman and her grandchildren in an empty field picking vegetables. In Korea, 60% of deaths were civilian. In Vietnam, 70%. In modern times, drones are increasing target certainty to the wanton slaughter perpetrated by war-making governments. In Afghanistan, the civilian death rate is lower, and only one in every three people killed is a civilian, while in Iraq, a little under half of all deaths are from 200,000 dead civilians. While the civilian casualty rates are slightly lower, with almost 50% of people killed being civilians, a reasonable certainty regarding target identification has not been achieved. A 55% test score would not make one reasonably certain they performed well. Brandon Bryant, a drone operator from 2006 to 2011, beginning drone missions when he was still a teenager, understandably has PTSD from his time served. Quote, "Artillery doesn't see the results of their actions. We see everything." End quote. Remembering three men carrying automatic rifles in a country where many men carry rifles, Bryant says, quote, "They were probably carrying rifles, but I wasn't convinced that they were bad guys." End quote. He killed all three with a drone strike. Another moment Brandon remembers is pushing the button to fire a missile at a targeted compound. At the same moment he pushed the button, a child ran outside into the crosshairs and was hit with the missile. When Bryant asked his boss about the child, he was told, quote, "It's a fucking dog, just drop it." End quote. Bryant says that he lost respect for life, continued to serve out his time, and after 6 years of service as a drone operator was completed, he was told how many human deaths he had been responsible for. 1,626. Near one a day. It horrified him. All civilian combatant ratios, even the lowest recorded rate of 13%, are horrific. At the lowest casualty rate, more than 1 in 10 people during a war are not combatants or related to any combat operations, which makes the more common, higher rates of 50% and above difficult to comprehend. Due to the difficulty of gaining precise numbers and the plethora of indirect factors that cause death, there is no exact civilian casualty average. But that's okay, because right now, we don't need a precise civilian casualty average. We need a policy change. Governments and organizations that make the decision on their own initiative to inflict broad, uncontrolled violence need to be held accountable for all deaths, and especially for civilian deaths. We need to start with any degree of military and intelligence oversight and accountability, to try to align their interests with the interests of the citizens they are representing, an agreement which at this point is practically non-existent. As long as reasonable certainty of getting a bad guy on a never-ending list of bad guys, as long as that reasonable certainty is more valuable than an innocent person's life to a military, to a country, to you as an individual, grandmothers and their grandchildren will keep getting blown up in fields. People bringing water home to their families will be targeted, reasonably certainly, and their 7 children will be killed by a United States missile, fired by a young adult, or, like Brandon, a teenager. These war crimes are not proud, honorable, or righteous actions. Killing one innocent person for every reasonable certainty does not balance out, considering the often flimsy pretexts for marching into or flying over a country to execute people in the first place. Extrajudicial killings should be once in a blue moon tragedies, not an everyday affair that happens more often than killing someone who at least agreed to be in the fight. Instead of taking the youngest American adults, many times actual teenagers, and telling them to blow people up for 6 years straight, let's spend that time making the right decision. Instead of a reasonable certainty, let's focus on certainties. Not just for drones, but for all aspects of our military and intelligence. Considering the lack of accountability and lack of responsibility, the hundreds of thousands of people labeled as reasonable certainties the United States has killed has resulted in the U.S. now actively fighting in 10 countries, adding more names to a list of reasonable certainties that is getting longer all the time.